Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, thanks to a listener by the name of Ross, we have a culinary revelation.
Then I have diced turkey because very first I fried chicken, but it didn't have enough body to it and it collapsed.
All will be explained. Enjoy the show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. How's that weekend of yours? Only use emojis, please. And then what happens is we then text you back saying we can't figure it out. Can you send it to us in words? Yeah. But it is free to text. So all it's cost you is a bit of your time.
True, yeah.
And, you know, in exchange for that, we're sharing your weekend with the nation. So we've got a little sleepyhead emoji. Then there's the rugby ball. Then there's either a TV or a 1980s microwave. I don't know yet. Then there's a bowl of salad. And then there's the kind of recycling arrows, which I think this feature has taught us means repeat.
Yeah. So sleep, rugby, TV, salad.
Microwave your salad.
Yeah. Microwave your salad. Repeat. Because this salad's just not hot enough yet. Then we've got a bowl of noodles with some chopsticks. Then it's a little prawn, a tempura prawn. Then I think, I don't know if that's a camel.
Or
a dog with one of those.
I thought it was a guide dog.
A guide dog.
Yeah.
Because I can't quite see that.
No,
what's
it's
going
very
on
small.
On
very
back.
Small.
Oh, it is. It's a guide dog. Then there's a rugby ball again. Then there's two ambulances.
Yeah.
Or ambulai, as I believe they are. Plural. And then there's there's one of those generic buildings that the emojis give you.
Yeah, that looks like a hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, why is there only like one building emoji, but they've got a tempura prawn emoji?
And yet still no small drum. I mean, I can't believe it. So we've got Chinese food, walk the dogs with my best mate, then watch the rugby. Sunday I was working as a paramedic. That's what the weekend.
Oh, I see.
I watched the rugby at the weekend as well, just like our dear listeners have got in touch. That's why I'm wearing a gilet today.
Oh, yes, you've gone for all that.
I couldn't help it. Yeah, I watched a bit of England-Scotland, and I thought, on Monday I'm going to wear a
have
gilet.
You've got bootcut jeans on. Like, I can't quite see. And
I've not got bootcut jeans on. I really enjoyed it. What a thrilling sport it is.
Yes.
The rugger.
It's good, yeah.
It should catch on. It could catch on. Anyway, you heard about it here first. You heard about it here first, the rugby. It's good. You should check it out if you can. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. One of our dear listeners by the name of Mark had a procedure this weekend. See if you can figure out what it was by the series of emojis.
Yeah,
this is a new twisted
game.
Are
there emojis for this?
It's the hospital building, then the scissors, then a tennis ball, then a crying face emoji.
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Emma.
You got it.
It was a rhetorical guess.
Straight in.
Guess what procedure he had, Emma?
You didn't even buzz in.
Emma!
Yeah. You get 1 point for the name that I'm actually known. Congratulations. So we've got devil face emoji, tiny envelope, and some cellular film, which I think is Wicked Little Letters.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was still the procedure. Yeah. That's how they banded you. Yeah.
Why was the surgeon wearing a mask and filming it? Then it's the red wine emoji, the martini emoji, some kind of cocktail emoji.
Yeah.
Then champagne glasses clinking emoji, champagne bottle corks popping. Then a microphone, then football, then a cup with a love heart left next to it.
Wow.
So movie premiere, too much drinking, let's face facts.
Yeah.
And then obviously Liverpool winning the cup. Then we've got a sea and sun emoji, a dog, a crab, a fish, some chips, a TV, a number one, a sunrise. But you also think that could be the...
Well, it does look a lot like the TVAM logo from 80s television. Maybe he's had a weekend binging old episodes.
For a nice TVAM. Meal of dog and chips.
Yeah.
And
crab. Yeah.
Sometimes I like to sit down with my dog and chips and watch some old Ann Diamond.
Yeah, let's see Wincy Willis in her heyday.
Here we go. Here comes the Green Goddess. Oh, let me have some more chips. Lovely stuff. Old Swiss, you're going to get round to watching TVAM, yet? You finished Grot Bags, yeah?
You'll love Nick Owen.
Spoilers? Come on, man.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Where were we? Phil from Doncaster, we've got a party emoji, then the number four, then the number nil. Zero.
It was a great result at the weekend.
So either Phil from Doncaster's 40 or he won 4-0.
Yes.
Then it's lots of beers, lots of dancing, two TVAM emojis.
He's missed a lot of early morning breakfast television.
He didn't sleep at all, did he? That's a lot of Van Diamond in your diet there, Phil. Take it easy. You're 40 now, man. Yeah. Just slow down, Phil.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we're going to celebrate that next. But first, well, it's the Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, yes. What's going on?
Well, first, a little two-pronged snippet to start the week.
Okay.
Two things that I love. First, a British football fan rapping about their club in a terrible way, thinking that...
But football fans' rapping's never gone wrong. It always sounds on point,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Especially when they think they're a garage MC and they stand outside the ground spitting their bars. So this is
Their barns.
So, yeah, exactly.
Like
so this guy has done it outside Celtic Park, but he's for some reason he's got a soundproofing shield on the mic that he's doing the video for.
Yeah.
Even though
one of those work from home pop shield.
Yeah. I don't know why he feels like he needs to have that. That's not a very cool garage MC thing.
But
to
it makes
do,
him look legit, doesn't it?
I suppose it does. Anyway, here's a little snippet of him in action. So
rising, the shield's all about rising, the shield's all about rising.
So he's talking about rising up the league, Celtic saying that aren't they doing well, isn't everything great? But then someone called JD Underhill, a.k.a. the Wolf of Hobbiton, on X, said that this sounds like when you ask a Brummie what dried grapes are called.
Rising, the shield's all about rising, the shield's all about rising.
It's up there with the Oliver Skip.
Oliver Skip.
It's like a Brummy having a prom cocktail crisp.
Rising, the shield's all about rising, the shield's all about rising. Spexy, you know I'm rising, rising faster than Dyson.
You know then he just goes on and does loads of
security
rhymes
comes. Could you please move along, sir?
Have you got permission to film me?
Your pop shield is massive. Could you please move it along, sir?
17 on the wing. Been a fast rise of the ladder. Use a double in as fast as a bagger.
Stop him. There we go. So anyway, there you go. That's that.
You're right there, Grandad.
It's just noise.
What are
the kids of today doing with their giant
this
pop
year
shields?
It's all about rising.
Just want to stop it.
And then the other story sent to me by Paul Bradbury on Instagram. A great clip of Josh Berry, the Social Ammo favourite.
Oh,
pretending to be Stephen Bartlett from Dragon's Den, selling this Huel drink, you know, the Huel protein drink that he's an investor in. He mentions it
Does
quite
he invest
a bit.
In
yeah,
that?
He mentions it quite a bit on his podcasts and other things. And this is Josh pretending to be Stephen Bartlett.
You're not going to believe this, but Huel have actually gone and bloody done it again. Huel is possibly the greatest discovery for the human race since the invention of fire. And you're probably thinking, hang on, Stephen, that sounds like it's too good to be true. But it's not, I promise. It's literally the best thing ever. Without this, I would not be the happy, sexy, rich and modest millionaire that I am. It's 194,000 nutrients allow you to consume all of the calories and minerals and vitamins you need and then still have time to sit and do important things like listen back to yourself on your own podcast or stare into the mirror lovingly for hours on end.
It's amazing.
What, is he saying that's a wrong thing to do? Got you, Josh.
Yeah. Who would do that? Yeah
idiot. Madness. Stephen,
I'll share the full video for you. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, this is the time of the week that I give my beautiful, lovely freaks the platform to share with the people of the world why they believe they are slightly... How can I put this? Weird. We're all weird, really, aren't we?
There are a lot of weird freaks out there.
And we love you, because that's what we are. So get in touch. And the best way, the easiest way of doing this, we found, is just to ask you to complete a sentence. And the sentence starts with, is it weird that I... Now, the number is 81215. And recently, listener Murray, well, she totally nailed the weirdness.
Because I use wire cutters to cut my toenails.
Yes! And you tried to put a question mark at the end of that. No question mark needed. A full stop.
Wow.
It is weird that you use wire cutters to cut your toenails.
How thick can they be?
But it works really well. Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Why did you stray from the path of the toenail clipper into using wire cutters? Unless you're MacGyver or B.A. Baracus, you should not be using wire cutters to do your nails.
Well, my nail scissors broke. I had nothing else to use, so I tried the wire cutters, because sometimes you get a bit of a gnarly little...
Don't do it.
You've got the hardcore tools, you've got the wire cutters in one hand. Have you also got those little foamy things between your toes just to make it a little bit more like a pedicure?
No, I go hardcore without that.
Nice. It's amazing. You're the only person that shops at Wickes as part of their beauty regime.
Thanks again to Murray, and now it's over to you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And we'll probably read it out on air. But first, an incredible moment has happened. To set this feature up, we used a clip of a listener named Murray who cuts her toenails using wire cutters. OK, and it was weird, and it is weird. And she came on, she put her case forward, and it was so brilliantly put forward that we used it as the example of the kind of stuff we are after. I'm so pleased to say that joining us on line one, she's back.
Oh.
It's Murray. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Murray, welcome back to the show. For those of you who missed her the first time round, Murray is in Essex, works for solicitors, and you do cut your toenails using wire cutters. Now, the reason you've got back in touch, Murray, is you said, Dave, I just thought I'd let you know. So throwaway. So, and this was never going to be throwaway. This isn't throwaway for anybody who's ever listened to the show. That your friend, what's your friend's name?
Sue.
Of course it's Sue.
Yeah.
Sue heard your plight on this breakfast show and was prompted to buy you a very special gift for your birthday. What did Sue get you?
She got me a nail cutting set for my toes.
Well, that is lovely of Sue. Because obviously this would have been the first time many of your friends would have heard that this is what you're doing behind closed doors. Now as queer as folk, and it turns out Al Murray is cutting her toenails with wire clippers. Let's club together, said Sue, and get her a proper pedicure set. Let's do it. The pedi intervention. So you've been given this lovely nail clipper set. The big question, Murray, and why I wanted to get you back on air, and we really do need to know, is have you continued to use what I would call proper nail clippers? Or have you thrown them in Sue's face and gone back to doing it B.A. Baracus style?
Ooh, well, to be fair, I did try them first. But I have reverted back to the wire cutters.
Back to the wire cutters, which is a good name for a second album. Okay, Murray. Well, at least you're sticking to your guns, kid, and we do admire that about you, right? Were the proper nail clippers a thing that was invented for that purpose and had been in use for hundreds of years? Did it just not do the job?
No, not as good as wire cutters, but I think I might need to buy a new pair of wire cutters now.
Okay. So, I might do this.
You feel like you're in a bomb disposal unit. I like this. Okay. If you've painted your nails, you're like, cut the red one.
Just please don't do it in that studio. Just Ellie, we'll never hear the end of it. Murray, great having you back on the show. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we're kicking off the week once again with your opportunity to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? And doing just that right now is Ross. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Ross, welcome to the show. So here we go. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I?
Is it weird that I eat the same dinner every night, Monday to Friday, and have done for 6 years.
Wow. I believe that is classed as slightly weird. A culinary world to explore. So, Ross, the big question that the UK and people around the world will be yelling at their smart speakers and their radios right now is, What are you eating? What is so darn good? You have it 5 days a week and have done for 6 years.
Almost embarrassed to say, really. It's not,
and so
it's
you not should that. Be, young man. No, yeah, what is it, Ross?
It's a slow cooker.
Right.
Yeah. And then I have one rich beef stock jelly. that's not it.
Right, that's just the start.
Yeah, not all that.
Drink that down off the bed. Bring on Tuesday's dinner time. Yum, yum, yum.
Ooh, stop fatiguing.
Oh, beefy Ross, here he comes.
Then I have diced turkey because very first I fried chicken, but it didn't have enough body to it and it collapsed.
Yeah, so and you thought this what? Needs to be. You know, I'm going to eat this 5 days a week. It needs to be robust.
Yes,
well, it would nowhere near robust enough. And I thought this is never going to last. So turkey. Then I have sliced pepper, sliced onion, tinned carrot.
Don't try and make this sound sexy and appealing, Ross, the way in which you change reflection on the word tint.
Get in.
Bum, 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 bum.
He's a maverick.
Okay, so this all goes in the slow cooker.
And then carrot, peas, sweet corn, and then at the end, this is the twist. Half an hour before it's ready, I put half a tin of baked beans in, and I just sprinkle some chicken gravy on the top.
What?
My goodness,
what?
Me, Ross.
It's got your five a day in it, I suppose, but it's just there's no sort of pasta or anything going in there. Just
no. Just no, veg. None at all.
Has it got veg a name? Has this Frankenstein's monster of a dinner got a name?
I don't know. People, our builders come round and keep saying, were you still having that ridiculous turkey broth?
The ridiculous turkey broth sounds like something you could buy in M&S.
Call it
not just any broth.
This isn't just any broth. This is Marks and Spencer's ridiculous turkey broth.
To have that one night a week would be weird.
Yeah.
But to have it every night of the week.
So, yeah, I mean, Ross's Ridiculous Broth is a great name for the podcast as well. But, Ross, you say in your message here that at the weekend, and these are your words, not mine, you freestyle.
Oh,
so, what, you're mixing up, you're using fresh carrots? Or?
Oh, nice.
No, I just have anything, like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like a normal... Well, listen, this feature is called Is It Weird That I... And it's because we like to celebrate the wonderful folk who tune into this show. Ross, it's been a pleasure talking to you about your ridiculous broth. Have a wonderful week ahead. Enjoy your next five mealtimes. And we'll speak to you soon. Cheers, Ross. Love you, man. Bye. Nicely done. Bye. Oh, yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The response to Ross's ridiculous broth. Well, it's a big one. For the record, I quite like the sound of it.
It sounds okay, but I was just... I mean, he has it every day of the week, Monday to
Friday.
Yeah,
that's what's weird about it, not what it actually is.
He also... He's done that for 6 years.
Also, if it was that nice, you'd have it on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Well, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're part-timer, Ross.
Yeah, go the full Craig David. Do it all, every day.
So, I mean, just a couple of texts. If your kids are naughty, don't threaten them with no tea. Threaten them with Ross's tea instead. You'll get them doing homework, maybe even the dishes in no time. And Sophie's got in touch saying, I feel violated by Ross's tea. Please can someone stage an intervention?
Wow. I mean, like it. I like the sound of it.
You know, obviously, Einstein used to wear the same clothes every day, so that he didn't use any of his brain, he didn't waste any of his brain power picking out his outfits. The exact opposite of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why
he went
the
Simon Cowell
route.
Yeah.
Well, I look great. Well, I like to think so.
So maybe Ross is a genius.
Well, I'm saying maybe he's a genius, and he doesn't want to waste whatever else is going on in his life. Maybe he doesn't want to waste any time thinking about what he's going to have for dinner.
Yeah. But they did this in medieval times. They had something called the perpetual stew.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just added ingredients over time and everyone ate from it and stuff like that. Yeah. And they would live for months.
Yeah. Some of them saw it to 38 back then. So, yeah, I like this speculation. Yeah. Ross is also a time traveller. So it could be any of those. It could be any of those things.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, listener Ross's broth has brought all the weird food text to the yard. We've got to squeeze them in. Is it weird that it's the sentence I ask you to complete sometimes on a Monday. Darren Tate in Newcastle. Good morning, Darren. Says, is it weird that I have main meals for breakfast? I often have pie, mash, gravy, chips, sausage, peas. It's not weird for any of us.
It's not weird for us, no. Because we've been up for a long time by breakfast.
We've been sharing a Chateaubriand.
Every day for 7 years.
Producer Ellie is thrilled. No, I mean, I've just had a massive slice of birthday cake, of Joseph's birthday cake. Thank you, by the way, Emma.
You're
delicious.
It's becoming more and more normal.
I had birthday cake at 8:35 a.m.
Yeah. I've had fish and chips for breakfast. We have it once a year, don't we, on National Fish and Chip Day.
Oh, and then there's National Curry Day, which is always a great day. Jalfrezi.
Yeah, good.
So, no, Darren, it's not weird, but thanks for texting in. Kevin in Westwood Ho says, morning, Dave and the team. Is it weird that I like fish fingers with Marmite?
Oh. I had a visceral reaction to that, but I can't work that out in my head.
No.
Never heard of it, but could see it working.
I could see it working as well, Emma, I agree. Matt, what about you?
I'll give it a try, yeah.
Gonna give it. Okay, so, Kevin, just send them over. We'll try them. Thanks very much indeed. Dave, is it weird that I put my porridge on the back doorstep? I checked on Urban Dictionary, and this is absolutely fine from Jay in Bolton. It's absolutely fine to read out on the family show. Jane, she's just calling.
To cool it down because it's too hot.
To cool one's porridge on one's back doorstep is absolutely fine.
A little street urchin may steal it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It is quite hoversy in a way, isn't it, Glenn? Yes, you're absolutely right. Mother! Come down! Your porridge is ready.
Please, sir.
It's on back step. So, Jane, not weird. Kevin, not weird. Darren, not weird.
No, good. Great. Well done, everyone.
So, is it not weird that I will be doing next week? Thanks for that, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up after the next song, I'll reveal the two topics that we're going to have for the Smash. This is your opportunity to earn a shout-out. But they are inspired by an adventure that old producer Swiss went on this very weekend. So, there's a few things you need to know about old Swiss. Mm-hmm. He's a fan of the fashion brand Superdry.
Yes.
Which is why I'll never be a member of the media elite. He always has a Swiss Army knife on his person at all times, which he has used to defluff your iPhone before my very eyes,
so
enabling it to charge.
Yeah, it saved my life,
And also, he loves cheese.
Big fan.
My goodness me, do you love cheese? So, your in-laws thought there's only one thing we can get, old Swiss. Tell us what it was.
It was a cheese train experience.
A cheese train.
So I boarded a train, steam train, and they just give you loads of cheese.
Great. Did they make you do this on your own? Did your family like shove you on and shut the door and you were off? Or did they come with you?
They all came with me, but we all had somewhat different attitudes to the cheese.
Right. So at one point, old Swiss said that he ate so much cheese that he had cheese wets coming out from beneath his eyes.
Oh, wow. You were going gout.
You should have seen him hobble into the studio this morning. He's only 30 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. So, I mean, it's probably not going to make one of, Michael Portillo's Great Whale Ray journeys. Where did you actually go to and from?
It was about a 30-minute journey from Eridge to Tunbridge Wells.
Oh,
so, very, very short.
And how much cheese did you have to consume within that journey?
Did you have to? I don't think it was a challenge.
Yeah, does it, power the train?
Well, I think I was the only one on board that thought it was a challenge.
How much cheese did you eat?
They gave me this box with about 6 massive blocks of cheese in, and you were supposed to just have a sample of each block and sort of decide what was your favourite and take the rest home. It. I didn't realise that was a system until I was 4 blocks of cheese in.
Just sweating beneath the eyes with his veins popping out.
Help me! still some around my mouth. Oh. Yeah.
Just with your wife and in-laws just looking on, horrified. This is a normal commuter train on Swiss Road, don't you? It's people going to work, man. Right, OK. So you ate all six blocks of cheese.
Very proudly so. Yeah.
And you didn't eat any, you didn't order any at the end?
No, well, they came around with a box to put your leftovers in.
Oh, the shock. I used to be like that with wine tasting, to be fair. Yeah. You're supposed to spit it in the bucket, sir.
Can you tell me? Wine.
Would you like to order any of the wine you sampled? No, I think I've had enough. Right, OK, so there was a railway journey involving Old Swiss eating a lot of cheese. It has inspired the topics for the Smash. As I say, they're going to be revealed next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So inspired by the weekend travels of Michael Swiss Tillow. It is time for the Smash topics. And of course, we're going cheese and we're going movies. 8, 12, 15. Now, make sure you include your name and where you are. And that way, just after 9 is shout-out time. And you can have, you guessed it, a shout-out. But first, wordplay. Wicked Little Fetters.
Oh, yes.
I was trying
yes,
to think of a fetter one.
Thank you, thank you. The Gouda. The nice. Bad and the ugly. No. There you go. Matt, what you got for us?
Baratta Tui. Oh. My Cousin Dorset Blue Vinny. And the 80s classic Ricotta Sue and Bob Too.
Oh, yes. Nice. Bonus nice. Points as well. Emma Jones.
I got the Brie Musketeers.
Oh, yes.
The Edam Busters and A Beautiful Rind.
Oh,
nice.
Glenn.
The Grated Gatsby and Swiss Congeniality.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised, just after 9 is shout-out time, but of course you have to do a little bit of work for it. And this morning we were inspired by producer Old Swiss eating his body weight in cheese on a 3-minute train journey. It is cheese versus movies. Welcome to Shout-Out World, Susie in Leeds, for you don't mess with the Gorgon Zohan. Bree Willie from Paul in Oldham. Oh, nice. We've got Spider-Man Chago from Thomas in Southampton. Hello me, myself and Irene from Catherine in Willoughby. We've got Do No Harmerson from Ellie in Leighton. Kick Ass Iago from Louise in Reading. And finally, Total Breakle from Steve in Durham. Cheese wordplay indeed. Matt, what about X?
Yes, on X, full Emmental jacket as a suggestion from Simon.
Excellent.
The Camembert. Bear Witch Project, says Tish Harding. The Return of the Chedi. Does that work?
It does.
I still don't know what
works.
You did last summer. And David's gone for how about Bree Men and a Little Lady.
Excellent
nice.
Job, everybody. And that's why the Smash will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the first edition of the Breakfast Show for a brand new week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. And my word, did you join in? If you missed any of the show, well worth grabbing the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. And the bell rung on several occasions this morning. I've whittled it down to almost my top three.
Okay, yeah,
and then,
gosh.
Matt, you have the final say,
fine,
as always.
Fine.
Shall we name this edition of the Daily Podcast Sitting Down With My Dog and Chips to Watch Some Anne Diamond?
Yeah, emoji confusion early on the show.
Shall we call it the Peddy Intervention?
Yes, Murray was back with her wire-cutting scissors.
Or shall we name it Ross's Ridiculous Broth?
Well, I mean, it has to be the star of the show, Ross, and his perpetual stew, as Glenn called it, with turkey in it. It has to be Ross's Ridiculous Broth.
Could not agree more. So the podcast is named. On the way next, Leona's going to be on the main station. She has her tea break trivia plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which will see somebody hopefully win £142,000 and get it in their bank account this very day. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, stay entertained,